Over the next few weeks. 20 past four, very nearly anyway. Organised criminals are tricking internet users into downloading fake antivirus protection so they can steal their identities and their money. The victims receive pop-up messages or telephone calls warning them that their computers have been infected with malicious software. Some gangs employ hundreds of people to pose as help desk staff from legitimate companies. Let's speak to Bimal Jangra from Hilton, who's a computer expert. He joins me in the studio now. Bimal, this just completely confuses me, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this now will be in exactly the same boat, where they'll be thinking to themselves, right, okay, we've all had those pop-up messages on our computer, yes, but we don't know whether they're legitimate or not. And as we're hearing today, this is clearly a big, big problem. It's a growing problem.
It is. I think there are two things you need to bear in mind. One, you should be running your own software to keep your machine protected. If you are running that software will tell you if there's anything dodgy on your machine. Mm. So therefore, you don't have to depend on some spurious pop-up, which usually is provoked by being on a web page or something like that.
Yeah. Because I had something, and we were talking about this off air, I had something a few weeks ago come up on my laptop. Now, I'm not very computer literate, I'll be honest. And something that came up said, there is a virus on your computer. Mm. Click here to find out more and get rid of this virus. So I got my mouse. Oh, fantastic. Click, 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 click. Yeah. And the thing that was telling me it was a virus was actually a virus itself. Yeah. And that just completely made my computer go bananas and essentially in lockdown, and I had to bring it in here. And thankfully, there's a very kind engineer at Radio Derby who sorted it all out for me.
I'm not a good technical expert.
Exactly. I'm not alone, though.
No, certainly not. Mm. The first thing I would ask is, do you already have antivirus software running on your machine?
I do now. It's been put on by the engineer at Radio Derby, yeah. Right. But the problem is I had lots of messages saying your so-and-so software has now come to an end. You need to click here to upgrade. Clicked on it, and it said it was going to cost me about 80 quid. So right. I just thought, well, no viruses will want to infect my computer. I'll just, you know, happily trot along without it.
The good news is there is lots of free software out there. And there are basically three essential pieces of software that everybody should be running on their computer all the time. Antivirus software, anti-spyware software, and a firewall.
Mm.
If you're running those three pieces of software, and there are lots of free versions available, I actually sent an email to Alina Naylor after being on her program.
Alina actually sent it to me as well.
Right. If anybody wants a copy of that email, I'm sure you can forward that to them. It gives them a lot of links. In fact, I've got a printout of
the content here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there is plenty of free software which will protect your machine. And particularly as far as these telephone calls are concerned, if you are running a decent firewall piece of software, no one can be monitoring your computer and be able to say, oh, you've got a virus there, and ring you up and say that you need to do something about it, because they can't even find your machine. The firewall hides you on the internet.
Right. So that's the interesting point, that there is free software out there. So you don't have to pay 60, 70, 80 quid for antivirus software. That's quite interesting, because a lot of people will have been tricked into paying that. And then that all of a sudden in your mind, you're thinking to yourself, oh, I've just given somebody my credit card details. Who have I given my credit card details to? It's a murky old world, isn't it?
It is. It's sad there are people out there that want to exploit all of that, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's getting more sophisticated as well. I mean, some of these gangs who are doing all this actually employ 400 people. I mean, this is a business, essentially, isn't it, to trick people?
Yes. I mean, one of the things that I think it's important to remember is that they're depending on people not being aware of the realities of the fact that there is good quality free software out there. So I think what Radio Derby is doing by publicising this, and the fact that you can get free software, is helping to combat that, because they depend on the man in the street not being aware that there is good quality free software available.
Mm. And I mean, we mentioned about some of the problems that this is causing. We should be concerned about this, shouldn't we? I mean, you know, people will say, oh, nobody's going to steal my identity, nobody's going to steal my money. Is it quite easy? Are people who are actually doing this getting hold of these details fairly easily?
It's comparatively easy if you can find someone that will actually download the software. I mean, what they usually do is they usually download a piece of software called a Trojan, which is disguised as one thing but actually hides a nasty something or other inside it. Mm. Usually something like a keylogger that monitors what you press on the keyboard and then sends that information back to whoever was responsible for sending it in the first place. So providing you are running software to prevent anybody getting access to your machine in the first place, they hit a stone wall, they can't do anything.
What annoys me about all of this, and what annoyed me at the time about when I was infected by this virus, was that there was somebody somewhere, whether it's one person, 400 people, it doesn't really matter. There's one person somewhere who is thinking to himself or herself, right, I'm going to create a virus here, and I'm going to send it out, and that is going to infect lots of people's computers. What a great thing to do. Why? Why does anyone... I mean, why can't they just do normal things? Why can't they go and, you know, watch a bit of telly, go out and enjoy themselves down the pub? Why do they have to infect my computer?
It's a good question. I don't actually have an answer. I don't understand the mentality of someone to do that, but I guess that's because I try to be a normal member of society. I guess it's people that don't feel that they want to be a part of conventional society.
Yeah.
I also heard another statistic that if you have a machine that does not have any antivirus software on it or a firewall or protection, I read somewhere a statistic, something like within 15 minutes of being connected to the internet, you would receive an infection.
Really?
If you are not protected.
It's that serious?
It's that serious.
Right,
yeah, there
okay.
is so much nasty stuff out there.
And I know you do groups on, you know, subjects like this, topics like this, don't you?
Yes,
if people
do.
Want to come along and have a bit of a listen. And it's, the thing is, a lot of people listen to this now and think, it's too confusing, I don't understand it, I don't know where to go, I don't know who to talk to, who do I trust? You're the man. Basically.
Well, I mean, I'm
the
chairman.
You try and be anyway.
I try to be, yes. I'm the chairman of the Dark Technology Club, that's DARC.
Sounds
and
a bit
we
ominous.
Meet. Oh, no, it was basically an acronym based on a computer
right.
model, but it's progressed beyond that now.
Mm.
And we have regular meetings where we have a lot of experts who are members of the club, as well as people who want to find out, and we're a very friendly, welcoming group. And if anybody wants to come along, they're very welcome to do so.
Okay.
And we have an email subscription list where we can answer people's technical queries as well.
Okay.
And we've never come across a problem that someone can't solve.
All right. Fantastic. Bimal, if anyone's got any questions, by the way, I'm sure they'll want to ring in and we'll try and sort of pass
Absolutely.
On your details as well.
Sure.
Bimal, thank you very much indeed. Bimal Jangra, who's from Hilton. As I say, if you have any questions and you want any help at all, then Bimal is your man. So I'm sure we can get an email address
sure.
and pass it on. So that'd be great. Bimal, thank you very much.
Thank you.